This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. And it is time to kick off the season of small business gatherings and conferences. We always kick off our travel season here at the Florida Economic Development Council's annual conference. We are at the beautiful Marriott Sawgrass in Jacksonville Beach, Ponte Vedra, actually, Florida. It is the 60th anniversary for the FEDC conference. So quite the event. I expect a huge crowd. We're kind of early. We're getting started early here at the conference. I knew with the crowd coming, we better get up early and get set up. And we're starting off with a very powerful guest, a incredible partner of small business across the entire state of Florida. I've had the pleasure and the opportunity to work with this organization for many years here at Indian River State College. We have with us Adrian Johnston, who is the CEO of Career Source Florida. Adrian, thank you for your time here today, and welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. You know, Career Source, I told you before we sort of went on the air, an organization that was extremely valuable to what we did at Indian River State College. I was responsible for a corporate training group and responsible for the SBDC. And I was always impressed with the program and the support Career Source Research Coast, our local organization, and the, you know, had for our small business owners. So I appreciate the conversation. Always nice to promote what you do. So let's get started as we always do. Just a little bit of your pathway background to your current role as CEO of Career Source Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started my pathway there really in college. My degree was in economics at Florida State. I got a master's there in applied economics, which at the time was kind of a unique program, but it very tied in with the community in Tallahassee. So when I got out of college, I had an opportunity to stay in Tallahassee, get a great experience working in litigation consulting. From there, I actually connected with a company, and it's an IT company in Tallahassee who happened to do labor market surveys. So they were focused on calling businesses to find out what job openings they had and what they needed training help with. So through that experience, I really got a sense of labor markets and understanding labor market statistics, and it led me to an opportunity at the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, where I became the chief economist and head of labor market statistics there. I got to work in that role, which I think is the best job in state government. I got to do that for about 5 years, and then had the opportunity to be the deputy secretary of workforce services at Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, which is now Florida Commerce. So I did that for about 2 years. And then last year, just over a year ago, the governor and the board of directors at Career Source Florida appointed me to this role.
Nice. Well, we are happy to have you in this role. And again, I can't ever say enough about Career Source. Again, we worked with that local organization on the Treasure Coast, Career Source Research Coast, incredible organization. So let's talk about the organization. Just give us that high-level overview, mission, purpose, goal of Career Source Florida.
Yeah, I appreciate that question because we're really trying to focus on that right now and bring it into sharp focus exactly what the mission of the organization is. So at Career Source Florida, we are the state's policy and investment board. And so it's a business-led board of directors that is appointed by the governor. And that's important because it's really about connecting the needs of business to the local community and helping to train folks to meet those needs. So at CareerSource Florida, our main tools are about providing resources and guidance to the local workforce development boards. We currently have 24 local boards around the state. We're actually about to move to 21 boards. We have a few that are consolidating. And really, we're here to provide them that policy direction and investment to help make sure that they're successful. I said it's important right now because we're bringing that mission of the whole network into sharp focus, because we recognize right now we have a very tight labor market in our state. We have a low unemployment rate of 3.1%. It's been low for quite some time, all while our labor force continues to grow. So that means it's hard for businesses to hire. And so we're constantly looking for new sources of talent. We have a lot of folks who are moving into our state, which is wonderful. Really speaks to the policies and the direction that our governor and business leaders have given. Right. And so that speaks volumes, but it's still not quite enough. So at CareerSource Florida and within our network, we're really focusing on expanding the labor force to include people who have significant barriers to employment, and making sure that if they maybe have been on the sidelines, but they could use an opportunity, they just need some extra support, our network is really there. That's what it was really established for, is to make sure that they have the resources and tools in order to succeed in the labor market.
Very nice. Nicely said, too. Very nice. Let's... you know, our little podcast platform here is all about small business. So let's start there. Kind of talk about some of the programs that CareerSource provides specifically for that small business owner-operator.
Absolutely. And my husband and I happen to be small business owners as well. So I can't emphasize enough how important it is to know that these resources are out there for you. They are free of charge. And it's really anything from recruiting individuals. So if you need some help posting a job, just refining that job posting and making sure that it's targeting the skills that you really need. There are folks at the local career centers who can help you with that. Certainly training. So if you, and what we can talk a little bit more in detail about some of the training opportunities we have, but really there are a variety of ways that the local boards can provide support for training, but really guidance through that whole hiring, training, and retaining process of your employees. They're a resource there for you to help you do that.
Nice. And pretty much any small business owner and operator has got access to one of those 24 workforce development boards. No one's out of touch, right? No one's left out there in the rural communities. There are career sources all across the state, correct?
That's absolutely right. Every single one of the local boards, so of those 24, 21 soon local boards, have career centers and offices that you can go to. We have over 100 career centers across the state. Even if you're in a rural area, there are often annexes where they have some support for you, maybe not full-time, 8 to 5 every day of the week, but there's going to be some time where you can go in and get support.
All right. And, of course, one of the most popular topics over the last, number of years has been apprenticeships. Popular topic. Everybody's using the word apprenticeships. Talk about apprenticeships and how is CareerSource Florida engaged in that space?
Yeah, apprenticeships, it's really interesting because I think we all have kind of a notion of what apprenticeship might look like. We typically associate it with a skilled trade job, manufacturing maybe, tends to be more popular in the Northeast or in heavily manufacturing areas. Not something that we've really taken advantage of in Florida until more recently. What we're trying to do is help folks understand that it is a proven model, and it's really an opportunity both for employers and for the employee, because it's a chance for somebody who's, first of all, they're employed. So they're not having to forego wages in order to go get training. They can actually earn an income while they're receiving their training. At the end of that apprenticeship, they'll have a credential that's marketable for them. But also for that employer, you have an employee who's in there, they're working now, they're gaining skills as they work, and then they have the credential as well, and that's helpful for you. So it's really a win-win. The challenge has always been on navigating the process to stand up apprenticeships, and particularly for small businesses, to start them in your business. So we have apprenticeship navigators in each of the local workforce development boards who are a resource there to help you navigate that process and make it easier for you to attain apprenticeship programs.
Okay, nice. We worked with, I believe, Piper Aircraft in our region, actually created, like you say, one of your state-approved apprenticeship programs, and they've done very well with that program.
That's
very
awesome.
Popular.
That's a wonderful industry that's really embraced that model. I would also say that we're trying to help folks use the apprenticeship model in different industries and different occupations. Right. So we're actually seeing a significant increase in the model being applied to healthcare, information technology. I just was working with a business a couple months ago, and they're expanding apprenticeships from their very traditional model that they've had for years into business intelligence. So even data analytics. So it could be applied really to any occupation. We've just kind of gotten stuck in, you know, the usual things that we've seen it with, but there are many ways to apply this model.
Okay. And we talked briefly before we went on the air here about the HOPE Florida program. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this program. I think it really gets at that heart of the mission that I mentioned earlier, that we're really trying to expand the labor force in our state and help people who have been identified as having significant barriers to employment. So often there are folks who are engaging with the Department of Children and Families, which is where the First Lady launched the HOPE Florida program. And they're initially in crisis, and they need support just to get out of crisis. But the next step to keep them out of those situations is to find not just a job, but a sustainable career. So this program is really about making sure that they have the opportunity to do career exploration, to get soft skills training, to get technical skills training in that career that they choose. But also it's about recruiting employers into the program who understand that in order to expand that labor force, they have to be a little bit more flexible, particularly for folks who haven't engaged in the labor market before. So we have an opportunity for folks to sign up to become a HOPE Florida employer. You can access that through our website, but really it's a great way not just to tap into new talents, but to show that you are embedded in your community and helping folks find that new path to economic self-sufficiency.
Wow. Again, impressive stuff. Training grants. I think I told you that I work with our local regional manufacturing association, Treasure Coast Manufacturing Association, and we have a representative from CareerSource always talking about the training grants, trying to make sure that folks across the Treasure Coast know what's available. So talk a little bit about the training grant opportunities.
So there are a variety of opportunities for training through the local workforce boards. You can do on-the-job training. You can do customized training. But specifically through CareerSource Florida, so this is one of the few programs that we actually operate directly, we have two training grants. One's called Quick Response Training, which is really geared towards businesses who are expanding or moving into the state. But we also have incumbent worker training, and that's what really the one I wanted to highlight here, because it's meant for particularly businesses, smaller businesses in our state who have talent that they need to retrain and help upskill in order to continue to meet the needs for their business. So you can apply through CareerSourceFlorida.com. We have a variety of opportunities to apply throughout the year. It's really a great opportunity for you to, as a small business, to get some funding to help support activities that you probably are already doing, but we can actually come alongside you and help make sure that it's a sustainable program as well.
Nice. And I guess, you know, you did mention the governor, and I think, again, when I look at all the programs that you guys do, when I look at our political leadership in the state, they really are aware of our workforce issue, and I think they are trying to address it in innovative, thoughtful ways. Is that a fair statement?
That's absolutely true. So a few years ago, we had some legislation passed called the REACH Act, and even prior to that, our governor was really challenging us to be the number one in workforce education by 2030. Encourage the system to really think outside the box. That's where a lot of the focus on apprenticeship has come from. That's where the leadership on HOPE Florida has come from. So really thinking about how do we serve our customers and the business community in different ways that are actually going to meet their needs. But with the REACH Act, we took it a step further, and we have been working even more closely with our partners in state government to make sure that we're really thinking about how to braid together our resources, be it funding, be it just manpower, just to be comprehensive and have holistic solutions for industry and the business community. So I've never seen in the 9 years, I think today since I've been in state government, I've never seen this level of collaboration among state agencies.
And are there technologies out there? What's happening in that kind of the space of addressing workforce, new ways to engage workers, new ways to train workers, virtual? Is all that happening too behind the scenes?
Absolutely. So really over the last several years, the local boards have been looking at different ways to provide services to people and kind of meeting them where they are.
Right.
One of the kind of unfortunate things about our system is our funding tends to decline when it's the unemployment rate goes down.
Right.
So when times are good, we get less funding. But what that does do is it forces us to really be efficient with our models. And so we've right. looked at providing more virtual services. We also have several opportunities with technology at the state level to coordinate our referral systems and our services so that there's really no, it's a seamless transition for individuals who are engaging in our system. So whether they do come in the door at Department of Children and Families, they're looking for a job, they have that nice warm handoff and it can all be fed through technology in the back end. So there are several projects in the works to help develop and make that more seamless.
So I guess a small business owner out there struggling in this workforce issue, how do they find and make that initial contact with CareerSource Florida?
So you can start at careersourceflorida.com. We have a map on our website that allows you to locate the career center that's closest to you. So that's definitely where I would start.
Okay, nice. Again, I can't say enough about CareerSource. It really... you know, you always hate to say this, but one of those kind of secrets in our communities, but hopefully not much of a secret anymore. I, you know, obviously very engaged and you know, we're interacting with CareerSource every day in what we do at the SBDC along the Treasure Coast. So we're very well aware of it. But again, some very powerful programs that I don't think, to your point, I don't think people really truly understand how to leverage those programs.
Yeah, and if there's any feedback, I always welcome feedback. Like I said, we're trying to really sharpen our focus and make sure that we are serving people where they are, whether it be individuals or businesses. So love to hear from folks if we can do anything to help make that make it easier for you to use our resources.
Listen, we really, really, really appreciate you taking time out to spend with us here on Small Biz Florida. The whole purpose and goal of our little podcast platform here is to make sure that small business owners and operators know about all the resources and assistance programs available. Because we really do have an incredible ecosystem of support and resources for small business owners and operators in the state of Florida.
We do.
And yeah, and you're one of those. So we appreciate it. It is Adrian Johnston, who serves as the CEO of CareerSource Florida. Thank you. Incredible information.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. This is Small Biz Florida. I am Tom Kindred, your host. We are on the road again. We're kicking off our little tour of all the small business conferences and summits that take place across the year and throughout the year and across the state. And we always kick it off here at the Florida Economic Development Council's annual conference. They are celebrating 60 years. It's all taking place here at the Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Stay tuned. Whole lot more to come from the FEDC. This is Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.